Vavamasu Perek Dal Mishnah Hey. Hamoiches Beis Abad, Mochas Hayam. Beis Abad is a press for grapes. Beis Abad is more commonly used for olives to make oil. So the yam over here is the big rock that's the main part of where they crush the zeisim. Ves hamamol. The mamol is the even el yoino that presses down. Ves hapsulois is the pieces of wood that hold on to the koires beis abad. So basically all the components of the machinery that's necessary selling the beis abad. He's selling the machinery, right? Avaloi mocha eso achirin. He doesn't sell the pieces of wood that are put on the zayis, because that's not part of the machinery. That's just holding it in place, and it's pressing it down. It's necessary, but it's not part of the machinery of the zach itself. It's not bottled to the beis abad. So when you say beis abad, you're not including that. Vesa galgal. The galgal is the crank, the wheel that picks up and down the even or the kaira onto the luchas aids to press down. Ves hakoira, that presses on the luchos or aids that press on the zeisim. Bizman she'om aloi hu v'chol mashu b'soichoi, harei kulu mechuru nimoi. If he does say anything that's shayich to it, he means everything. Everything that's part of the process doesn't have to be part of the machine. The base about the certain parts that are bottled to it, certain parts that are not. But when he says hu v'chol mashu b'soichoi, he means everything. Now, we don't really have much to do with base about bizman hazeh. But you could say to yourself when you're selling a shop with tools, with machinery for a certain process, and Lomazari has certain machines that are not there, is it Nichal Zanatlichal? You could use this type of terminology to pass on a shadow that's Negev Bismanazer as well. It has to be properly applied, of course. Ablaza Oimer, Hamoicha, Beis Habad, Mochar Es HaKoira. He says a statement. He says that the Koira is, even without v'chol mashu b'soichoi, since it's necessary for the proper function of the Beis Abad, so memela it's nichlal boy. L'chay the surbalaz is also something that we could use in cases tziurim l'maisa b'zman hazah. Mishnah Vav, amoiches ha-merchatz, same type of idea we're going to have now. The technical, the part, what's bottled to the Beis HaMerchatz, what's not. He sells a merchatz, lo'moches ha-nesorim. He's not including bestomias, he's not including the nesorim or hooks that people hang up their clothing on. They didn't have hooks driven into the wall. They had like posts. Ve'es ha-safsolim, the benches that people sit down on by the merchatz. Ve'es ha-vilois, the vilois are the curtains that block the merchatz from the street. Bizman she'om aloi hu v'chol mashu b'soichei rekulu mechurim. Again, you can't have a base merchatz without nesorim, safsolim, and viloin, but it's not part of the merchatz itself. The merchatz itself is the machinery, is the actual bath, the hoses, whatever, the pipes that brings in the water, that's the merchatz. Benkach u'benkach, le'mocha lo'yis ha'megur shomayim. He certainly does not sell with it the tanks of water that supply the merchatz. That's not part of the merchatz. V'loy es oitzoroy shel eitzim. He has a storehouse of wood which is used for fuel to heat up the merchatz. It's not part of the merchatz itself. That, even if he says, v'chol mashu b'soichoi, is not part.